What's up?
Good, bro.
Was Gucci.
And the whole Pioneer much, community.
The whole community. Pioneer Nation. What's up?
Pioneer Nation.
Pioneer Nation. What you munching on, bro?
Stuffing my face with some peanut M&Ms.
Oh. Let me get some.
It's a whole family bag.
Damn!
No, that's what they got me for my birthday. So I'm still like, I still have some.
Bruh. Hey, bro, how did you like have you used the little gadget that I gave you? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, heck yeah, bro. The day I got it. I put it on my camera.
Wait, explain.
I use it at every shoot I've done.
Explain to the people what it exactly is. I don't know what it's called, but I know what it looks like. But explain to the people.
It basically just allows me to take the neck strap off of my my camera, and it adds like a. It's like basically like a wrist and like hand strap that I can unbuckle and buckle back in, so that way I can move my camera freely and not have to worry about like the neck strap getting in the way and stuff like that.
It's really useful. Is it durable though? Is it durable?
Okay. Yeah, dude.
That's what I was making sure about. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, man,
This man knows how to get
cash. Bruh, no, I just know how to ball on a budget, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, that's my thing. Shoot. Now, I went out for a run today, man, and honestly, man, that's like the most, like, that's been more therapeutic than anything right now, is going for a run. I ran about.
Right. You just kind of cleared your mind.
And I did a little workout. I did 2 miles and a little workout. Yeah. Yeah, it was mad dope.
I need to start running again too.
Shoot, we both need to. That's a thing, bro. That is a thing. That is definitely a thing.
You cannot lie.
Quarantine weight, bro. It's crazy. It's real.
Quarantine weight.
Cause man, it's just I've gained weight, bro. I'll be honest with you, and I'm disappointed. But that's okay.
Right, me too, dude. That's how I feel. Like I feel. It's funny because My uncle had to drop something off, some doors for if my dad wants to do a project for the house or something in the future,
right.
Add some new doors or whatever. And when he stopped by, the first thing when he got out the car, he greeted me and whatnot, and he's like, "Oh, you've been lifting weights, man. You look a little bigger."
Damn, boy, I know.
And in my head, I'm like, "That's how you know."
Shoot, the only thing you've been lifting is the spoon to the mouth. That's all.
It's a spoon in my mouth, bro.
Shoot, bruh.
Yeah,
it's true though, man.
I just laughed it off.
But inside, you were like, "Damn, damn." <Yeah. laughs> right. No, I feel the same way, man. I feel the same way. I wish.
You know what? I'm gonna put these M&Ms away,
bruh. not when we made you put those away, bruh. All
right,
that's crazy.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the intro for the people.
Right.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers, the Quarantine Pioneers podcast. My name is.
Hector. My name is Luis.
Welcome to episode 92. We'll be uploading, you want to upload this tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Because I kind of figured, because of what was going on today, I kind of figured it'd be smart to not even upload an episode today.
Right.
For, our viewers, if you're not aware already, we're recording this on Tuesday. I'm going to upload it the next day, but it's supposed to be Blackout Tuesday today, so kind of didn't really have to post anything,
right?
Like, content wise, just kind of bringing awareness to what's going on right now.
Support to our Black brothers and sisters, man. Love and support, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Seeing all the unity that's come together within the past few days, honestly.
The U.S.
I had the opportunity. Huh?
Go ahead.
I was going to say I had the opportunity to go out to two protests and just kind of see everything in action. And it's a very beautiful thing, man.
I'm going to tell you one thing, bro. Tell you one thing. The U.S. will not be the same after this. I'll tell you that much.
It will not be the same.
Shoot, the battle is just going to be more intense. Even if the war isn't won right now, I know it's going to be way more intense after this, man. And that's a good thing, man. I'm happy about that because it's just, you know, it's been way too long. It's been overdue, you know, and this is what this country deserves. It's what it deserves. So that's my take on it, to be honest with you. And you said you were you had the chance to go to protests, right? You went to the one in Fayetteville, correct?
I went to the one in Fayetteville on Saturday, and then there was one in Durham yesterday, yesterday evening.
Right.
The one in Fayetteville on Saturday, actually, I was only there for half of it. I was only there for, like, the first half when they were, like... I mean, I don't know if you see news reports of it or, like, on social media.
How long? I was only there. How long did you stay?
I was there for, like... 2 hours?
2 hours? How long was the drive?
Well, the drive was just, like, an hour.
Oh, okay.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Did you drive in groups?
I drove on my own. Okay. But like we went to the, you know, where the first protest was happening and whatnot, we kind of did our like own little thing. It was me and like three other videographers / photographers.
Right.
And we met up with some mutual artist friends, and we kind of just walked around the city a little bit and like documenting, you know, some more historical stuff and like. The artist like kind of talking about like the history of Fayetteville and stuff like that,
right.
And all that good stuff. And he's gonna compile a video of that event and whatnot. Shout out to my good friend Kevin, who put that together. He's the one who kind of invited me out to it. So
right,
I'm glad he did. Right. Which speaking of which, he might be a good candidate for the podcast.
Awesome.
For you, hey, let's interview pretty soon.
Pretty soon, right after all this calms down. And a question. How come you didn't go to the one in Fayetteville in specific?
Well, cuz he invited me.
Oh, okay.
He told me about it and that's where he was planning to go.
Okay. And how intense was it?
I didn't know.
Huh? How intense was it?
It was pretty. Am I using the right word? Livid?
Livid.
Like, you could feel in the air that, you know, it was tense, but at the same time, it was, like, it was still united, you know? Because
right.
I didn't see just black people out there. I saw white people. I saw
right.
I saw several Hispanics, too, which I was, like...
Of course.
I was happy to see
of
that.
Of course.
You know? But, yeah, it was, like... It was tense, but it was a serious tone, and it was like also unified too at the same time. Like I didn't feel uncomfortable at all, which is, I know it's awesome. It's a good thing.
Many people would say they felt empowered.
Yeah, basically. For sure.
Right. And I have a question for you, and I wanted to get your take on it. But how do you, what do you think? Shoot, I don't even know how to word this. So there are a lot of Hispanics, yes, in this country that support the Black Lives Matter movement. But how should people support if I know the answer, but I'm just asking, getting your take on it. How should people support if they're scared of, let's say, you know, they're Hispanic, so they are illegal. So if they do get arrested, 65%, you know, is a high chance that they would get deported if they get arrested in the in the looting and in the protest.
Yeah.
How do you think Hispanics should go about that? Because I honestly, I have DACA, of course.
But I was just considering maybe just like, you know, once it starts to get dark, because I know, you know, at the one that I was at in Durham, you know, I kind of left a little bit before it ended, before it started getting dark, and then I was walking away. There was a lot of people who were already leaving. I met this other dude, and he said, you know, he wanted to get out before it started getting dark, before, you know. I guess that's kind of like the cue, maybe, to some of those, you know, who would want to stay safer or who don't want to take that risk.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Just like, you know, head out before things start to seem like they're getting out of
right,
hand.
Right, right, right. That's honestly the position that I don't know if you've considered this, in, you know, as your position. But for me, I'm like, I know things are going to get wild. Maybe not the one in Durham. Durham was actually one of the... I think the first day of protests, it was the only day that, Durham was the only city that had peaceful protests without any craziness going around. And that was on a national level. I don't know if you heard about that. But for me, I'm just like, I want to go protest, but I know that if it gets crazy, I need to leave. Not only because, you know, for my safety, it's just because of my status, you know, and other people as well. A lot of people don't want to go out and protest. They want to, but they're not letting themselves go just because of, you know, how dangerous it could be, you know, what's at risk, you know what I mean? So, you know, for me, I'm kind of like half and half. I want to go, but I also can't get in trouble. So if I do go, I will be leaving as soon as I see things getting right, a little bit right. tight, you know, a little bit more, you know, combative. That's when I would leave. To be honest, if you want to go out and protest, but you feel like you're taking a risk on your position in this country, just leave early. Leave early.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. At least you support.
Yeah. Yeah, they're supporting, and you know, as long as you're, you know, spreading awareness and spreading, you know, positive information of, you know, what people can do right. and stuff and how to support.
There's other ways to support. There's other ways to support as well. You can literally go and sign petitions. You can go and donate money to the bail funds. You can promote it on your.
Well, definitely, we should probably leave some links to that.
Right. On this episode. Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, it's just something that always people should take into consideration if their legal status is not perfect in this country. So,
you know, this is an interesting thing that I read and that I've been thinking about. An interesting thing that I've been thinking about, consisting of, you know, Latinos supporting this movement. I just find it interesting too that, you know, once this movement, Black Lives Matter, started, you know, piling up, and like people really actually started taking a more action than before, you know, during this past week, I've seen like some like Twitter accounts and stuff, Latinos, they're like, oh, but like, you know, we Latinos have suffered in this country too and whatnot, and people like, you know, getting on their ass, like talking about, like, you know, yeah, but right now it's not about that. You know, people, Black people right now are more unified than ever.
Right.
And it's what's causing, you know, that strength in numbers is that unifiedness. And it's like, we as Latinos have to support one another, you know, Latinos and Black people, because I saw this video that says, you know, if Latinos and Black people came together and like willingly like supported one another without judgment,
right,
you know, we'd be pretty strong in numbers.
No, I would say not even strong, we would be unstoppable. That's what I'd say it would be. We would literally be. It's two minorities in this country, and it's Hispanics and African Americans, or, you know, Blacks, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, let's call it Blacks, because, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm African. I'm like, all right, so okay, so Blacks. Okay. putting those two minorities, we would be literally lethal, dude. lethal because we have lethal.
lethal weapons.
Right. We have so much control over the economy, dude. Like, let's say one day, you know, black people and Hispanics don't work. That means, you know, the country isn't getting fed because, you know, all the farms, all the agricultural departments and industry in the U.S., that's gone because it's literally made up by Hispanics. A big portion of the health industry in the United States would have a big gap as well, because honestly, there's a lot of nurses that are black and a lot of personnel and staff at hospitals that are black. So, you know, and bro, I've seen a lot about this on social media, but you know, it's crazy. You know, this whole, you know, there's been a lot of protests, but where did the coronavirus go? Just saying, asking.
Yeah. That's funny, bro. My mom brought that up today too, and she's kind of a little late to the party sometimes too when it comes to information. But she said that too. It's like, why? It's like people all of a sudden forgot about the coronavirus. Right. And I'm like, yeah, it's like every month, you know, it's something different, but this month in particular is something, I guess, that, yes, is, you know, horrible things have happened, but at the same time, I feel like out of all the months, this is probably, you know, the most, I don't know what I would call it, unified, or like, you know, something bad is happening, but at the same time, something good is happening. Does that make sense?
Right. It's good, but it's bad. Well, I don't,
because like every other time, every other bad incident that happened this year so far has just been bad. Like, nothing good has really come out of it, I think.
Right, health wise, but this protest is needed. It's a good thing. The protest is good, but I'm just like, dude. So like, my thing is like, I don't know, man. I'm like, so was this whole coronavirus a lie? Was it?
Yeah, it gets you thinking.
Right, like was it staged? Was it, you know, was it, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, somebody's not telling us something, and there's definitely something about the coronavirus.
I mean, there have been deaths recorded.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I don't know, man. There's just, there's something in the haystack that, you know, there's a needle in the haystack that nobody can see or find. Well, the general population. And I know for a fact, dude. I know that just gets into conspiracy theories and stuff, but I know there's something up, bro. There is something up about this coronavirus that's not adding up.
Conspiracy theory podcast.
right.
No.
Dude, we should honestly go. We should do one of those a segment where we go over like
a segment where we talk about conspiracy.
Yeah. Theories.
Yo, if we get our info wrong, people are gonna flame us up. Hey.
Bro, tell me about it. But you know what, man? That's all right.
Well, you gotta do your research.
Right.
You gotta do research on conspiracies.
You gotta do homework. You gotta
do your research on this Black Lives Matter.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. That's the main thing. You know, see, that's the thing. A lot of people are saying, oh, this the looting is bad, but I'm like, I feel bad about the black owned, you know, the minorities that are having their businesses taken over and destroyed. But I don't feel bad when stores like Gucci, Apple, you know, those big
corporations, right, big businesses.
I have no,
that aren't black
owned, right. Yeah. I have no empathy, to be honest. Know. You know, like, I feel like I wish that,
especially those, because, you know, there have been hundreds of companies, big companies right now that have already, you know, publicly put out that, you know, they're behind this movement, they're supporting this movement.
Right.
And there are a lot of companies that have yet to do that too.
Right. So. Or just companies that truly have never, you know, been with the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement. They've just kind of sat on the sidelines, just watching, and some even not even going against it, you know what I mean? Just not willing to admit that, hey, this is terrible what we've been doing to these, or what white people have been doing this to a race just because of their skin color, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't feel that. I don't feel bad that Starbucks, Subways, and, you know, Gucci or like NBA facilities or you know, places. Like, I really don't care. I honestly don't care. Yo, and you know what pissed me off? I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a recording of T.I. talking about this whole situation in Atlanta where, you know.
I haven't, no.
Dude, that shit was so dumb.
What did he say?
He was just trying.
If you remember.
Yeah, it was, you know, quick summary. I don't remember everything.
So don't quote him.
Yeah, I'm not going to quote him. I'm going to try to summarize what I remember. You know, he was just talking about how Atlanta is kind of like a sacred land and they should take care of it instead. But I'm like, dude, you know, it's just, I don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, it's just like, why would you be calling it a sacred land if so much, it's in the South. So slavery has, you know, existed there for the longest. Two, you know, it's just, it's a racist place, man. Yes, there are a lot of black artists that have grown and developed in Atlanta, but it's just, it's not.
Right, because it exists everywhere.
Right.
No place in this country is exempt from it.
Right, but there's still, like, you know, businesses and organizations that don't support black people, that don't, you know, that don't support the Black Lives Matter movement. So, how I said, I don't feel bad for the bigger companies. I feel bad for the lower companies. I just wish that, you know, minority-owned companies were not destroyed. That's all that I wish wouldn't happen. But it's just something that's going to happen regardless, because a lot of the, you know, people that are looting, a lot of them aren't even black. You know what I mean? Yes, there are black people that are looting, but a lot of them are not black as well.
Most of them,
right? Like,
or that are starting the loot,
right? And that's
starting the destruction,
right? You know? And sometimes they're police initiated. Either way, you know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen.
Go ahead. Yeah, I saw a video today. Mm-hmm. Today it was like somebody recording
a policeman,
yeah,
undercover, right,
in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it was like a bird's eye view. It was like a bird's eye angle, like, from above.
Right.
And it was somebody recording two cops unloading bricks from their truck.
Wow, this is
in plain sight.
Right. See, man, I kind of wish that they would actually use the bricks, man, to be honest with you. I honestly, personally,
nah.
You don't think so?
I feel like it's a trap, bro. Nah.
It is a trap, but honestly, man, I understand the people who do grab the bricks and just kind of maybe throw it at a cop or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't blame them, to be honest with you. I understand the anger, but it is definitely a trap. I agree completely.
Even though I don't know if I have it in me to actually, like, because I've never been in a fight ever. I'm not the violent type.
Oh, you a lucky one. You a lucky one.
So, like, I don't know how I would, like, yeah, I would be angry and stuff, but, like, I don't know how I would react. I can't tell you. I just can't say how, you know. But, like, I'm all for it if people, you know, if, like, you know, they're, what's the word? If they're pushed around first, you know, and then, like, then throw the brick, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I have no answer. I have no answer. Shit. No answer. I just don't want to say something and then regret it. So I'm not going to say. Because, you know, at times I can, when it comes to issues like this, I you know, if you get me angry enough, I will go violent. And that's another reason why I don't like going to, protests. Because once it gets like, you know what I'm saying, like, once I get angry and, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, burning a hole in my head right now, or burning right. A hole in my head at the moment. In the moment, I mean, I'm probably going to throw a brick. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's just... But that's why I need to leave early. If I, you know, I need to leave early. Just
I don't think I've ever seen you angry,
bro. You don't know me, then, bro.
I don't think I've ever seen you angry.
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. I'm. It takes. It depends on the person and
takes over.
Yeah, it just you know it depends. It just depends on the situation. That's all, and the person. So yeah.
You know, something that made me like happy though. A couple of days ago, I saw that they were protesting not only in the U.S. but protests like in Japan,
Australia,
like, you know, in Asia. And, I think I saw one in Europe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't quote me. I may have seen one, but I know I've seen more than just, you know, that one in Japan, somewhere else other than the U.S. And, you know, that's really awesome to see that, you know, people who aren't even living in this country are fighting for the same thing, right, too.
That's crazy. And that's what we like seeing. But the question is, you know, I'm not trying to be negative about it, but if the protest, well, you know, once it starts happening in other countries, it's an international movement. But in the U.S., mm-hmm. like, in the U.S., no, I mean, never mind. Black Lives Matter is an international movement regardless, because there's black people all over the world. So, yeah, sorry, I was just thinking about, you know, I was thinking nationally right now. I was thinking nationally, but it is an international movement. But I'm just like, dude, right now in the U.S., it is low-key a war zone. Let's be honest. It's low-key a war zone, and it's just going to get worse. That's my prediction. It's going to get worse, and people should prepare for this because it's going to get ugly. I feel like this is the tip of the iceberg. That's my prediction. What's your prediction?
Yeah. Same thing, dude.
It's just...
No, people aren't going to stop.
Right.
Justice.
I feel like...
Justice is served.
You know how the coronavirus impacted, you know, how people can go out, school, you know, schools went out and did shit online?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this whole movement is going to create the same product as the coronavirus, but just not as a virus, you know what I'm saying? It's going to create the same inconveniences for the U.S. And I'm all for it, bro. If people have to go, do online schooling for the next semester just because of this whole situation and movement, I'm all in for it, bro, to be honest. Yeah. I'm all in if it gets so bad that we have to do online schooling for next semester.
Any means necessary.
Any means necessary for
at this point
for the black sisters and brothers, man. You know, if war is required, that's just something that's gonna happen. You know what I mean? It's just something that's needed. If it'll, I mean, I know it's not gonna end it, no, because there's always gonna be racial tensions, but if black people get the respect and humane respect that it deserves, then hey, I'm all in for war, to be honest. And yes, I'm getting very political and very, you know, kind of tough.
That's all right, bro.
But yeah, that's just right. The way I see it.
That's what this is,
you're
bro.
You're right. That's just the, you know what I'm saying? I'm honestly mentally prepared for like a, I would say, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Civil war. If you want to call it a civil war, hey, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's do what we got to do. That's the way I see it. So,
loose link, get at me.
But the bad thing about, you know, a mixture of coronavirus and the government being on a halfway shutdown because of the movement is that a lot of DACA recipients are not getting their letter to renew their DACA status, which is, it gets worrisome. It gets worrisome. Have you, when does your expire, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm going to keep that on the low.
No, you mind editing it out or no?
I'll text it to
you. All right. Yeah. Yeah, no, because I got to talk to you about that. I got to talk to you about that real quick. So if you want, after the podcast, let's get on a call real quick. Yeah.
I got
all you. All right. But yeah.
But I mean, I just wanted to leave, you know, the people off with saying, you know, if, check in on your, you know, your black and brown friends. If you're white, you know, and if you're even listening to this, you should be supportive of this
right
movement.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know why you're listening.
Definitely.
But check in on them. Don't, you know, I see my black friends posting this all the time. You see, you know, don't ask them to educate you. Go and educate yourself, because they shouldn't be taking the time out of their day to educate you on stuff you should already definitely know. Or stuff that you, you know, are acting like you don't know about.
With the resources out.
Just check.
With the resources out here, man, you should know from A to B to C all the way to Z what's happening and why black people are doing this. To be honest, there's this multiple tremendous information, you know, out there right now. So it shouldn't be no issue. Yeah. No issue at all.
Something called Google, you know, you can
Google, right. Yahoo, Bing, whatever you use, you know what I'm saying? I don't know any other search engines.
So if you use Yahoo or Bing, bro, yo, you probably gonna get the wrong information.
Yo. No. You would be surprised. You would be surprised.
Oh, for real? When's the last time you used Yahoo or Bing?
Bro, it's been years, probably.
Exactly.
But no, I'm serious, bro. There are people that still use Yahoo to receive their news information. They read the news. I'm just like, bro, are you crazy?
Dang.
I would never.
That's ridiculous.
No, ma'am. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. No. But, you know, it is what it is. People, you know, they use what they want. You know? It's free country. But honestly, if you're going to use something, please use something more reliable. Because let's be honest, Yahoo is some ass sometimes at delivering news articles and news information. Especially since it's so easily filtered, which I hate. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, like we said earlier, we're going to, you know, leave links and stuff in this episode to some more reliable sources that I've seen through, you know, through Instagram, from friends, from other friends and stuff like that. For you guys to check that out.
All right. Well, I think that it's fair that for this podcast, I cannot speak English. Yeah, no, I think all we should leave the people with today is this quote, which is Black Lives Matter. That's all. That's all that needs to be said, literally. But thank you guys once again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Remember to like, share, subscribe. Actually, no, don't. Well, you can like if you want. You can subscribe if you want, but...
Yeah, that's not a plug for today.
Right, nah, no plug. If you're going to go share information on this situation that's going on. Repost.
We're probably just going to post, you know, the usual, like, you know, release of episode once it's uploaded. That's pretty much it.
Right, but, you know. So go repost. Go donate, go sign petitions, go repost.
Especially participate in protests if you're able to and comfortable, and stay safe out there.
Yeah, like don't post selfies. Don't, you know.
Go in groups.
Right, yes, go in groups if you're going to go protest. And also, if you're going to post something on Instagram, please don't post a selfie. If you're going to post something that, you know that brings awareness to this current situation. And this time, so yeah. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.